would bless, would edify us, Lord, in Jesus' name. Amen.
I thought I'd use this. All I'm going to say is I think it's unfair that Andy brings up food before I sort of preach, because now I'm hungry. So then let's flip that. The question is, who's hungry today spiritually for Jesus? So today I've entitled this sermon, Who is this Jesus? The question that shapes faith. So we'll be reading through Mark 35 to 41. I'm going to read it and drop everything. On that day, when evening had come, he said to them, "Let us go across to the other side." And leaving the crowd, they took with him in the boat just as he was, and the other boats were with him. And a great windstorm arose, and the waves were breaking into the boat, so that boat was already filling. But he was in the stern, asleep on the cushion, and they woke him and said to him, "Teacher, do you not care? We are perishing." And he awoke and rebuked the wind and said to the sea, "Peace, be still." And the wind ceased, and there was a great calm. He said to them, "Why are you so afraid? Have you still no faith?" And they were filled with great fear and said to one another, "Who then is this that even the wind and the sea obey him?" Father God, as we learn from this scriptures, may our hearts and our minds and our souls be open to receive what you have to say today, Father. Open our hearts right now. So the question that shapes faith: have you ever experienced a moment so profound, so life-altering, that you stopped and asked, "Who is this?" You know, Jesus was no ordinary teacher, no mere prophet. He spoke and the winds obeyed. He touched and the sick fled. He called and men abandoned their livelihoods just to follow who? Him. And so it was with God's work in our life. So I want you to consider, in music, there is theme and variation. So when theme and variation is composed, you might be looking at rhythm, harmony, and instrumentation. Though each note might shift, the core remains unchanged. So there are some rules before we even look at this scripture today, is that God made everything and desires a relationship with whom? His people, his humanity. The theme is his love, his purpose, his redemption remains unshaken. However, sin distances people from God. The last concept before we move into the scripture is the theme that Jesus came into this world as an offering of love, hope, and redemption. Jesus embodies God's rescue plan. He didn't just teach about love. He lived it. He didn't just speak about redemption. He became it. So today I ask you, who is this Jesus to you? Who is this Jesus to you? So the opening scene is a call to cross over. That day when evening came, he said to his disciples, "Let us go over to the other side." It's very interesting reading this, because the passage that he said in Matthew, "Follow me and I'll make you fishers of men." It's a journey. Have you ever been called out of your comfort zone? Have you ever felt the tug and the desire to step into uncertainty? Have you ever felt a great urge? Jesus doesn't ask his disciples to stand still. He calls them to move, to cross over, to step into uncertainty. He's calling us to do the same. This is what we would call faith in action. Faith is not passive. It demands movement. Our daily routines can transform into the moment of power and manifestation. Walking with Jesus shifts beliefs from a distant concept to a lived experience. We brought theme and variation, but the reality is every measure of our life is a scene, a bar from God's masterpiece. When Peter stepped out onto the water in Matthew, did he do it because he was logical? No, he did it because of faith activated action. Doubt made him sink, but faith made him walk. So I ask you today, are you sinking in doubt or are you walking in faith? The interesting part when I'm looking at this scripture of Jesus and the disciples, assurance activates action. Think about it. When you truly trust someone, are you different? Well, I would say you walk in confidence. You walk in a boldness. You walk in an assurance. Immediately they left their nets and followed him. We see this in Matthew. There was a trust. Assurance activates faith. Faith transforms fear into purpose. They didn't hesitate. They didn't ask for a five-step plan. They left their nets. They followed. Why? Because the assurance in Jesus activates action. Jesus asked his disciples to leave what they were doing to go with him. On the contrary, sometimes people don't walk because they're holding on. I'm full of a lot of questions today, but what are you holding on to that is preventing you walking with Jesus? So in the scripture we see, let us go over to the other side. This made me think about from the chosen to the called. Jesus wasn't just talking about geography. He was talking about expansion. The gospel was no longer exclusive to the chosen few, but it was now open to everyone. The context of that scripture was in Jewish tradition, but Jesus is saying, there's a shifting in God's covenant. The old, God chose Israel as his people. The new, Jesus extends salvation to the nations. God promised to Abraham, through his descendants, all nations would be blessed. We're a part of a blessed nation today. In Romans 10:12, there is no difference between Jew and Gentile. The same Lord is Lord of all. So this shift was ginormous. Salvation was no longer inherited. It was invited. If you stand here today and you don't know Jesus, I invite you. Through the power of God, your life can be turned upside down today. So I was thinking about the variations, which are the seasons. In theme and variations come, but the theme stays the same. And as furious as the winds came up, there were waves that broke over the boat, so it was nearly swamped. Have you ever been in a storm so violent that you thought you wouldn't make it through? Life's trials are difficult. They come suddenly, they overwhelm. They shake. They push us in a direction that ultimately we don't know how to get out of. But the storms are not meant to destroy us. They're meant to deepen our faith. We spoke about faith in this worship time. Trials are not meant to break us. They're meant to build our faith. The Sea of Galilee and the live storms, a fresh water lake in northern Israel, surrounded by hills, was prone to storms, just like life. The disciples, before they set out, to that area would have known the potential for storms to come and arise. Because God works in the moments in ordinary life. God works today in this moment, but God works in every moment of your life. So you have the ability to have faith deepened or faith to be taken. Job, throughout the Bible, or in the Bible, endured suffering. But what did he cling to? Faith. Maybe your storm is financial. Maybe it's heartbreak. Maybe it's unforgiveness that you feel that can't be taken and healed. But I say today, will the storm shape your faith? Or will it sink your faith? If we consider in musical terms, dissonance and resolution. Jesus was in the stern, sleeping on a cushion. Teacher, don't you care if we drown? You know, I hear this quite a lot. Where is God when life feels so unbearable? Does he see? Does he care? The pain and the anguish of life can bring doubt. But I would say, the gospel. Oh, I've just moved on. I've just covered where I'm going. Well, that's fine. Where is God when life feels unbearable? Where is he? I would say, he never leaves us. He never forsakes us. He's there. The disciples asked the same thing, but instead of panic, Jesus responded with authority and power. Quiet! Be still! And just like that, the storm obeyed. There is power in the words Jesus spoke. But the interesting part is, Jesus says when he departed into heaven, he was going to be where? In us as believers. So you have been empowered with Jesus to quiet the storm. Be still. Psalms 46, be still and know that I am God. Maybe Jesus isn't ignoring you today. Maybe he's teaching you to be still and teaching you to trust. The subtle rebuke, or the rebuke that restores. Why are you so afraid? Do you still have no faith? Jesus' rebuke here restores. He doesn't shame. He doesn't pull apart. But he redirects the disciples. The same as when he was with Martha, when Martha worried, Jesus reminded her of greater faith. Today we stand here with the ability to have greater faith. What fear is stopping our faith to flourish? What doubt is keeping us from obedience? As we look at the final refrain, the cry to the composer, who is this? Even when the wind and the waves obey him. And now I ask again, who is Jesus to you today? Is he teacher? Is he the one who calls you? Is he just a miracle worker? Or is he the one who calms your storms, his storms? Is he just a name, or is he the Savior who transforms our lives? Jesus came into this world to die for us, to give us a hope in a hopeless generation, to give us love that this world cannot give, to promote faith that is life-changing. I want you to picture being in that boat, being surrounded by the storms, the things that are pulling us away. Today we have the ability to say, God, quiet the storm. Let's be still. Will you step into the boat today? Will you trust him today? Jesus doesn't want you to stand on the shore and say, I'll do it in 5 years when my finance is there. I will do it when I've got, as you know, Jesus wants you today. Jesus wants you today. So we've seen faith in action. We've seen that that assurance of trust in Jesus will activate faith in our lives. We've seen the fact that we've gone from Israel being the chosen for us to being the called. We've seen the shift of the covenant. We've seen the fact that God's power is life. God's power can move mountains. God's power can change the natural. God works out of the natural. He works in the supernatural today. God can restore the storms that each one of you are feeling today. But remember, the composer is God. The resolution comes through Jesus. So I actually want us to have ministry time at the end today. So Moy, can you come and play? Because actually, the reality is, we come to church to have kingdom business, to do kingdom business. And that is to pray for one another. That is to see faith grow. That is to encourage one another. In Galatians, it speaks about lifting one another up. Today is that day we lift one another up. So if we shut our eyes, I just want to pray a prayer, and then I want us to pray for an increase of faith, for storms to be quieted, to calmed. Father, you know our hearts today. If there is anyone here today that doesn't know Jesus, I'm going to say, he died for you. He rose again. In the Bible, it says if we confess our sin, which is anything that pulls us away, you know, he will forgive us. Today is the day that God can calm the storm. Today is the time that we move across the lake from the natural to the supernatural. If there is anyone here today who wants to know Jesus because you don't know him as your Lord and Savior, raise your hand. I'm going to send people to pray for you. If there is anyone here today who wants to know Jesus as their Savior, raise your hand. Father, I just want to turn this to the people who know you. Are you in a situation today that you are doubting God can come through? You are doubting that it can be restored? Well, I come to you today to declare the good news. Jesus. Who is this Jesus? He is your lifeline. He is the all-knowing. He is the God who cries out when we cry. He is the God that laughs when we laugh. Father, today I want faith revived in all the hearts of the people here. Father, if you're here today going through a storm, raise your hand. I want to pray for you. I see that hand. Father, you know, let's just say these words. Father, Lord, you are God, the Creator. You have the ability to restore this situation. Father, you know that you say, you know, we have to be still. So today may we trust that the things that we are going through, in the name of Jesus, may the storm quiet. Father, in the name of Jesus, the addictions be cast away. In the name of Jesus, may doubt be dimmed. In the name of Jesus, refreshing, come. Father, we pray for your calming. We pray for your visitation. We pray, Lord, that you can restore today. You're so great, Lord. You sent your Son, even when we didn't deserve it. Because you have love and a hope and a promise for us. I just want to speak the name of Jesus over every heart and every mind, declaring there is hope and there is freedom. I speak Jesus.
I just want to speak the name of Jesus till every dark condition starts to break, declaring there is hope and there is freedom. I speak Jesus.
Stand this morning and worship if you're not praying.
Your name is power. Your name is healing. Your name is life. Break every stronghold. Shine through the shadows. Burn like a fire.
Shout Jesus.
Shout Jesus from the mountain. Jesus in the street, Jesus in the darkness over every enemy, Jesus for my family, I see the holy name, Jesus. Shout Jesus from the mountain, Jesus in the strength, Jesus in the darkness over every enemy, Jesus for my family, I speak your holy name, Jesus. Your name is power, your name is healing. Your name is light. Break every stronghold.
Yes, Lord.
Shine through the shadows. Burn like a fire. Your name is power. Your name is healing. Your name. Break every stronghold, shine through the shadows, burn like a fire. I just want to speak the name of Jesus